Hi everyone, my name's David and I'm a human resources manager. Today I want to talk to you about orchestrating a recent rock climbing initiative specifically designed to foster team cohesion and camaraderie among the participants in our marketing department. When our director asked me to organise a team building event, we considered typical corporate exercises like escape rooms or perhaps evening cooking classes. However, I realised that building real trust was what our department desperately needed after a major restructuring, so I chose rock climbing as it forces people to rely on one another.
Deciding on the perfect venue took a bit of time. Initially, I thought an indoor gym would be easiest to book and manage, and a few colleagues actually voted for a scenic coastal cliff they'd seen online. However, we eventually opted for a national park because of its beginner-friendly routes and beautiful, serene environment, which felt much more appropriate for a corporate retreat. Prior to the trip, there was a lot of anxiety about what to wear and bring. When it came to gear, everyone assumed they needed to buy expensive climbing shoes or special chalk bags to grip the rocks. In reality, the instructors assured us that putting on a safety harness was the only mandatory requirement, and the facility would happily provide them for everyone.
On the morning of the climb, I observed the team's reactions closely. Before we started, I expected people to be terrified of the height, or at least worried about slipping and falling. Actually, the main concern most people expressed was a lack of upper body strength, thinking they simply wouldn't be able to pull themselves up the steeper sections of the wall.
To get everyone physically and mentally ready, the instructors didn't make us do standard stretching routines, nor did they have us running around the site to warm up. Instead, we spent 20 minutes doing balance exercises on the ground, which drastically improved our stability and helped calm our nerves before touching the rock.
Once we finally got on the rock wall, it was fascinating to watch the different approaches. Some naturally wanted to race to the top to prove themselves, and others focused entirely on speed to get it over with quickly. But the instructors repeatedly emphasized that communication was the true goal of the exercise, as partners on the ground had to constantly guide the climbers above them.
This proved trickier than expected. Because of the strong winds in the valley, shouting directions proved completely ineffective, and using hand signals was impossible when both hands were busy holding on to the rock. Consequently, maintaining clear eye contact became the most reliable way for the climbers and their belayers to stay synchronized and safe.
After a grueling morning, we were all starving. For our lunch break, I had originally planned to hand out simple sandwiches, or maybe just distribute some protein bars to keep it light. But seeing how chilly the mountain air had gotten, the catering team surprised us with bowls of hot soup, which really lifted everyone's spirits and warmed us right up.
At the end of the day, I wanted to consolidate what we had achieved. I didn't want to just hand out certificates of achievement or make people fill in boring feedback forms before getting on the bus. Rather, we sat in a large circle for a group discussion where people openly shared what they had learned about themselves and their colleagues.
The whole initiative was a massive success, and the marketing team has been working together brilliantly ever since. Some team members have already suggested a hiking trip the next quarter, while others are incredibly keen on sailing. However, I've already started looking into whitewater rafting for our next major team-building adventure. I think it will provide the perfect mix of adrenaline and teamwork.